The views, information, or opinions expressed during this podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not represent those of Intuit QuickBooks or any of its cornerstone brands or employees. This podcast does not constitute financial, legal, or other professional advice or services. No assurance is given that the info is comprehensive, accurate, or free of errors. And the information presented is for general information purposes only. Intuit QuickBooks does not have any responsibility for updating or revising any information presented. Listeners should verify statements before relying on them. QuickBooks Money is a standalone Intuit offering. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Hey everyone, I'm Janice Torres.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz. Welcome to Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories, a podcast brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks and iHeartRadio's Ruby Studio. In every episode so far, we talked with small business owners as they shared their stories about the ups and downs of owning a small business, but today we're going to do something a little different.
Our incredible guests have dropped so many gems over the last seven episodes. So for our final episode, Austin and I are going to reflect back on all of those conversations. And we're going to tell you our own stories, as well as share with you some never-before-heard clips from our previous interviews about what keeps entrepreneurs going.
That's right, Janice. For this last episode, we're talking about finding your why, the thing that inspired you to start your own business in the first place and keeps you getting up every day and continuing the dream of self-employment through the successes, the setbacks, and everything in between.
I'm really excited for this episode, Austin, because we've heard some great stories so far, and I have a lot to share from going on this amazing journey, and I know you do too.
Oh, 100%. You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder?
They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do, that's how you business differently.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks. Learn more at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds in envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time. It's kind of funny, Janice. I've always thought of myself actually as an entrepreneur, even since I was in middle school. I remember living in Denver, Colorado. School got canceled one day because we had this like crazy blizzard. And instead of like sledding and building snowmen with my friends, I decided to borrow my neighbor's snowblower, teamed up with a few kids around the block. And we made $120 that day, snowblowing driveways. Like I've always had this weird knack for entrepreneurship, getting my hands dirty to make some cash, as well as collaborating with other like-minded individuals to achieve our general goals together. So I'm eager to jump into the episode.
I love that. It takes me back to the days where I had a lemonade stand, and I also saw the value of having ways of making money that don't rely on a 9-to-5, even with my own parents. We used to host yard sales. My dad would like find random things in the neighborhood that folks threw out on trash day, do a little refinishing and sell them for a couple dollars. And now apparently that's a thing called flipping. So I think I had a little bit of a knack for making money on the side ever since I was young.
I'm so excited to dive in. So let's do it, Janice. Kick us off. Why did you take the initial leap into entrepreneurship?
So for me, I had kind of a practical reason and more of a philosophical one. So I was laid off actually in 2014, first and only time. And it was a really big wake up call for me because I had been sold this dream, right? This corporate dream where you get a job, you work there for 40 years and you're good. And as a first generation kid, I definitely got the message that that was the key to success. So when I followed that path and it led me to a position where now all of a sudden this career that I've built has been pulled out from under me, it made me question a lot of that narrative. And it made me never want to be in a position again to have someone be able to disrupt my financial stability. So that was the practical reason. But also, I think I was definitely born with a little bit of a rebel streak. As the eldest daughter, my parents were very strict. And so I would find little opportunities to kind of question the status quo. It usually got me in trouble. But I do feel like I'm just not really good with having somebody else tell me what to do. And part of my desire to be an entrepreneur was the ability to be my own boss.
I love that, Janice. And, you know, I think a lot of people listening right now would also relate to this sort of like, wait a second, I was told if I do this, if I go to college, if I get the degree, if I work for 30 years or whatever that this thing might be, I will be happy. I'll be rich. I'll be retired. I'll be ABC, XYZ, whatever that means to them. And I had the same sort of wake up call, right? I had realized quickly after graduating college, something I felt that I spent a lot of dang money on, that I didn't have the answers I was looking for. Sure, I knew calculus and geography and how many moons were on Jupiter, but I didn't know how to invest in real estate, build my credit score, or start a business. And so I realized really quickly too that I wasn't alone in this realization, right? And that a lot of Americans, countless Americans really had no idea what the stock market was, how to invest, how to grow their wealth. So since graduating college in 2018, I believe the wealth gap in America has only grown wider, something that I think we all want to help shrink. So I want to introduce as many people to the investor class as possible to help do that, right? To not just be these consumers from the Walmarts, the Targets, it's the Costco's, but also own the companies they consume from. And that's why I started publishing my own personal finance and investing content on the internet. You don't have to always trade your time for money anymore. You can passively make money through capital appreciation and dividends. Two things that you'll need to know for sure if you ever want to retire one day.
Yes, absolutely. Having ownership of your time is one of the best things about entrepreneurship. Our first guest on this season, Grace Wells, was adamant about the immediate benefits of being your own boss.
For me, the most rewarding part about being a solopreneur and owning my own business is the freedom and the independence. And I think that now that I've learned how to operate in a world where I don't have to report to a boss in a linear way like I did before, it would be so hard for me to go back. Of course, I have clients and there's lots of people that I answer to, but it feels so different when every day you wake up and you're creating something for yourself and you're creating a business that's yours. I think that the biggest thing that sort of drives me and pushes me forward is that sense of freedom and independence that owning a business brings me.
Being an entrepreneur and having to rely on yourself and your own instruction is really, really important and can be eye-opening for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. So speaking of eye-opening though, Janice, when were your eyes first opened to see, wait a second, I can be an entrepreneur, right? What were maybe some specific things you did that were like, wait, I can do this. I have what it takes.
Yeah, I love this question because that transition period is something very scary. I never imagined myself being a full-time entrepreneur. So when I decided that I was interested in taking the leap, I chose not to jump out of the plane without a parachute. I took a very strategic approach and I really wanted to prove to myself that I could actually do this. So part of what I started doing was funneling my paycheck to my 401k and paying myself through the business. So I got on payroll, I was issuing myself a paycheck equivalent to what I was earning as an engineer. And I wanted to do that for at least 4 to 5 months in order to really prove to myself that I could walk away and still be able to keep my standard of living. That might be very conservative for some people. You know, there's a lot of folks who start businesses during a job layoff or a transition. But if you have the opportunity to do this while you're working full time, I think it's a really smart thing to do because you can bulk up your emergency savings. You can invest some money from your paycheck into growing your business, and you don't have this immediate need to make this pay off right away. And I want to remind folks how important it is to understand this is a process. Anybody who has run a business, who has built a business, will tell you it does take time. And so I think having the patience and really putting the systems in place to make you be able to make that transition safely and hopefully for the final time, I think it's a good strategic move. I'm curious for you, Austin, when you were deciding to take your content creation career to the next level, what was your process?
I did a very similar thing that you did, Janice. I did not want to jump into solopreneurship, entrepreneurship without knowing that there was longevity to it, right? And so for me, I was building my business on the side while also working full time. And I did that for an entire year. So I was working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. And then from call it 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., I was building my business. And I did that for, it really was about a year. So I did the same thing. I wanted to make sure that I had what it took to completely say, I can hang up my W-2. I kind of come from this other side of the spectrum where I really liked my job. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed working my W-2 job. Sure, I worked pretty hard and I was probably underpaid a little bit, but generally speaking, I really enjoyed the people I worked with. And it was kind of hard to take a step back from that and say, no, I should start my own business and I should double down on entrepreneurship. And, you know, someone I talked to in that process was my dad. And I think this is a really big lesson that I learned as an entrepreneur was, you know, I said, hey, dad, I've got this thing called TikTok and podcasting and newsletters, and I'm doing this stuff on the internet. I'm making way more money doing this than I am with my W-2 job. I'm ready to make the transition. And he goes, I have no idea what you just talked about. Why would you give up your job to do things on the internet? What are you talking about, Austin? And so, you know, that definitely weighed on me, right? I really appreciate my dad's perspective and advice, but I ended up, of course, against his advice, quitting my job, which was the best decision ever. But I think a lot of people, again, take the advice from people that aren't qualified to give that advice and sometimes to the detriment of their futures.
Yeah, I think it's a good reminder that you have to believe in the idea more than anybody else, because usually what happens is everyone calls you crazy until you're successful, and then they ask you how you did it.
100%. It's all about taking what you know, researching what you don't, and making it happen. I mean, look at our guest, Michael Bain. He was working insane hours, sweating in the kitchens, but he saw a need adjacent to that world that he could fill and be much happier doing. So he started Moshi Moshi Knives and never looked back.
Absolutely. Michael is a great example of why we get into business for ourselves, especially after seeing what it's like working for someone else. Let's roll that clip.
I think right now it's been the thing that I can make the most money with my skills, right? Like, and I haven't even reached close to the ceiling. So it's like, there's still so much more I can do. I just think it's the best money-making opportunity for me right now. And it's like, I kind of thwarted my ambition the past 4 years because I just worked in a kitchen the past decade and I'm tired. So it's nice having a easier life. But as I'm getting older too, like the desire to push more and like, you know, the desire to be more successful is there.
I love the various reasons why we started this business, why we pursued entrepreneurship. I'm curious for you, Austin, what's your why when those hard times show up? Because they will. There will be setbacks. And how do you continue going forward when things do get challenging?
That's a really good question. You know, I think I have two answers to this. The first being, if you lay the foundation right, you work with integrity, compassion, honesty, everything that gives us our uniqueness, setbacks are going to be far and few between. Understanding your business and your financials like the back of your hand is also a really, really great way to identify these red flags and setbacks before they happen, which is something I take very seriously. And QuickBooks is the easiest way for me to do that. But with that being said, the way I'm able to get over setbacks, especially if they are very, very big setbacks, is to surround myself with people who continue to motivate me, educate me, and inspire me to keep going. I mean, that's the simple answer. Mm-hmm. A setback I think every content creator, maybe even yourself included, is worried about right now is this like potential ban for TikTok. And for me, that would be pretty bad. I'm certainly a TikToker, but I'm doing what I can at the moment to own my audience by collecting their email addresses, maybe migrating them to another platform. And back to what we talked about before, diversifying my revenue streams away from one specific funnel. So I think that by having sort of a bird's eye view, a calm, cool, collective perspective on what this setback might be, and to only remember that you can control the controllables. That's all you can control, right? Things that are absolutely in your hands. And I can't control a potential TikTok ban or something else that's completely out of my hands. So I'm doing the best I can with the cards I'm dealt.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we can do. We kind of just have to roll with the punches. I always tell people that entrepreneurship is the greatest lesson in resilience. And I had a personal story with my own business that really made me grateful for the fact that I am very conservative when it comes to how I set aside money, because you just never know when there's going to be those times where there's an unexpected expense or things are over budget. I had my first live event last year and I ended up going 6 figures over the budget when it was all said and done. Mm. And that type of situation could make or break a business. Mm-hmm. But what I have been really good at, and I think this is why I like to call myself a little bit of a money nerd, is I have so many different pools of money that I was able to kind of reallocate where I had saved some investments and cash out that stuff so that I could actually foot the bill and not get into even more debt in order to cover the expenses of this live event. It was a really big teaching moment for me because it was the first time that I had taken on such a big project. Made me question if I want to do it again, but I'm just glad that I had the financial stability and the resiliency in my own business to be able to weather that really unexpected expense.
Oh my gosh, I could not imagine having to deal with that, Janice. More power to you. You know, that really reminds me though of our conversation with Taylor. You know, she had this crazy tax bill that came out of the blue for her. She had to move. She had to do all these crazy big things to overcome that setback and that challenge. And it really just reminds me of how resilient entrepreneurs can be.
I get into this creative flow that fills me up more than anything. And I think that's when you know you're doing the right thing, is when your job doesn't really feel like a job. And so I think if anything, that's just like what keeps me inspired, is just the love of what I do. And I think if you can find that, like, I feel so lucky to be able to be doing this for a living and to enjoy it as much as I do.
You know, I think a lot of us forget though that we dream and fantasize about being an entrepreneur, about being a solopreneur and owning our time, owning our business. And then we get to that point and we're like, oh gosh, wait, this is a little scary. I'm just gonna, you know, be a victim to my circumstance and kind of bow out. Heck no. I mean, you work so hard to get here. Keep working hard to remain here. You mentioned resiliency. That is so, so important for people listening right now to realize, is entrepreneurship isn't always flowers and unicorns and rainbows. It sometimes is a lot of resiliency.
Absolutely. As they say, anything worth doing is worth working for. And even through the ups and downs, it's so important for us to celebrate our victories wherever we can. And I'm curious for you, Austin, why do you celebrate victories and how do you do it?
How I celebrate victories is, you know, certainly I like to go on vacations. I like to spend time with my family. I like to go out with my friends. You know, I live here in Nashville. It's a lot of fun. But something else I like to do, and I try and do this every single quarter throughout the year, is I reflect upon the last 3 months and I write down in my journal what I had achieved, right? And sometimes when I look back to what I had written in this journal back in 2020, 2021, 2022, I'm just like, oh my gosh, have I come so far? And I think a lot of that self-reflection is really important for other people listening right now to do, because you don't know what you don't know. And I guarantee you in 2, 5, 10 years, you're going to be doing stuff that you right now would have never imagined.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. You know, when I think about why it's important for me to celebrate victories, it's because entrepreneurship has given me a real gift, which is the ability to own my time. And to celebrate my 1 year anniversary of becoming a full-time entrepreneur, I actually ended up taking my mom to Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was an incredible mother-daughter trip. We've never traveled together before that. So it was an opportunity to make a lot of memories, but especially because she was declared cancer-free a little bit before that. And so for me, it was just a really important milestone for both of us. In entrepreneurship was at the center of why I was even able to take this trip. You know, I didn't have to request PTO. I didn't have to worry about the budget. I was really able to just be present and make these really, really memorable moments matter. And I think that's the reason why we have to get really good at enjoying those benefits that do come from entrepreneurship, because it is so worth it.
Oh my gosh, Paris, that sounds incredible. I am so jealous. I've never been, and I'm thrilled for your mom to be cancer-free. Being able to be there for family members when things get challenging is one of the benefits of entrepreneurship that you really just can't put a price on. You can measure profits and overhead and output all day long, but the ability to take care of your family, not just financially, but with your time and your physical presence, is just an immeasurable benefit. You know, that really reminds me, though, of our conversations with Michael and Daniel J. They're a father and son team who co-founded the t-shirt business, The Lazy Butt Club. And not only did they find a way to work together, but they also made sure that as entrepreneurs, they make time for each other outside of work and prioritize their family.
And let's throw to that clip real quick.
What keeps me going is the fact that we have had success and I've seen that it's possible. And then that it's happened a few times, actually, where we've had different viral videos over the span of the last coming up on 3 years. So when the views are low and the sales are low, I just keep going because I know it's possible now.
Yeah, I was just going to say what keeps me going over the years and everything is knowing that you're an entrepreneur and you can actually have your own destiny by working more hours, working harder, and not really trying to be successful, but just trying to keep working. And the thing that keeps us going really well is knowing that we do get to be lazy when we're not doing well. Mm-hmm. And it used to be that you were just always trying to make money, but now, since we're so busy, we're always trying to take time off and go golfing. And that's a easier way to do it.
And the same thing for Jordan Rose, right? She's an Etsy seller and the owner of Fresh Prince of SF. She was very clear about how important owning her time is and how, as entrepreneurs, we don't have to ask for PTO. We don't have to go ask for someone's permission to go take a family trip or celebrate someone's achievements. It's just so powerful.
Yeah, she gave us some really great insights into what keeps solopreneurs going.
I wrote a letter to myself when I left the library, and my sister told me to do that. It says to me, like, you left the library, you left your 9-to-5 for a reason. I'll always love libraries and I'm happy to sub there, but I know, like, as a lifestyle, it doesn't work for me anymore. And when I get exhausted doing what I'm doing now, I'm still happier than I've ever been in my whole life. And in the beginning, when I was really questioning, like struggling to have anyone see my work or whatever it may be, you know, I was struggling to get money in my pocket after having very comfortable 9-to-5 that gave me a consistent amount of money each week. I would open that letter and say, like, don't panic. Everything's fine.
Coming up after the break.
When I went freelance, the reason I did it was so that I could live a fuller life, whether that was travel, whether that was pursuing comedy.
We'll be right back with Mind the Business.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists.
But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones that make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers.
They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they all have in common, it's making their money work harder.
That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield.
Yes, 5% APY.
Making your money work as hard as you do. That's how you business differently.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY.
Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn annual percentage yield. APY can change at any time.
Welcome back to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeartMedia's Ruby Studio and Intuit QuickBooks. You know, one of the things that, despite entrepreneurship being so fabulous, it does get lonely at times. And so I think that's one of the reasons why it's been really important for me to build community. I know for somebody who is like a first generation business owner like me, my family still doesn't understand what the heck I do. And so it's been really important for me to create community, find folks who actually get the struggles that we're going through, and it can be very lonely as well from somebody that works from home. I've had to become very intentional about creating this space where I can ask for help and know who to contact for resources. And community can do more than just give you a hand when you need it. It's also a place where we can help out others and even thrive ourselves. Our guest, Sierra Amani May, looked around and didn't see any environmentally sustainable options for faux hair care, so she set about creating one herself, founding her own company, Rebundle. Now she's a community leader at the forefront of that entire industry.
I am excited by how much more work there is to be done in this space. I think that we've done a great job of bringing awareness to this industry and the way that the product has been made and distributed for the last several decades. So that was really motivating in the beginning to like sort of spill the beans and like shine a light on this space that I didn't think was getting the attention it deserved. Mm-hmm. But now, a couple years in, I'm motivated by the real possibility of making this segment of the beauty industry more aligned with the way the rest of the beauty industry operates.
I'm curious for you, Austin, how has community played a role in your own journey?
Oh my gosh, community was major. I mean, to your point, working from home, not being around people, but making all these random friends on the internet, like it feels, wow, I've got all these followers and potential friends and people that care about what I have to say, but it gets really lonely. So, you know, for me, I would say that having that community, not just to look toward as it relates to specific problems or challenges that I'm facing, but also I love connecting with new content creators or new small business owners who are really excited to begin their entrepreneurial journey and sharing with them, oh my gosh, I tried this, it worked great, you need to do it too. Or, oh my gosh, I made this mistake, avoid it at all costs. This is not what you want to be doing or spending your time doing. That to me is what really fires me up. You know, and building community outside of entrepreneurship can be just as important. I think a lot of entrepreneurs fall victim to like hustle culture and always mm-hmm. on, always working, got to be working my 12, 15, 24 hour days, like these just crazy things. You know, it's okay to take a break and go hang out with your friends or go take your dog for a walk or go, you know, just get outside, touch grass, right? All these things that are so important that the headlines and the internet might make you think is like, wait, no, that's not what entrepreneurship is about. Well, they're wrong. Entrepreneurship is about owning your time and spending your time the way you want to. If that is connecting with other entrepreneurs and building that side of your community, or connecting with your friends and your existing community outside of work.
Absolutely. A big part of how community has helped me is having a kind of pool of people who can give me access to connections and resources that I didn't even know existed. For example, I am coming out with a new book, and my book proposal coach, my agent, so many people that have put this together were because of community. Mm-hmm. I have a mentor who introduced me to a lot of folks who have now been able to be a part of this awesome project. And so I think it's important to foster community, because that is how you can potentially find out that next tool that's going to help make success easier for you in your business, like QuickBooks Money.
I couldn't agree more, Janice. Now, we've talked a lot about ourselves here, but I really want to dive deeper into your why. Why do you keep going? Why do you keep doing it? Give me the number one reason.
So I love the fact that now I get to write my own rules. I am someone who really enjoys the fact that no day looks the same, and I get to live and work in a way more creative zone than I could before. This is the freedom that entrepreneurship gives you. It's really the ability to create a career and really dictate how you spend your time, your energy. For me, most importantly, it's been that I am my own safety net as an entrepreneur. I don't have to worry about somebody laying me off. I don't have to worry about, you know, it's not in the budget. There's a real power that comes from being able to be your own money printer as a business owner. And I feel like it helps me walk around in the world with a little bit of more confidence, you know, just that I have the ability to create the life that I want. I have the skills to do it. And most importantly, it's like I don't have to decide if I have time for family, if I have time for friends, if I have time to invest in my own health and self-care. There is a real power that comes from entrepreneurship. And that really is my why. It's kind of like, yeah, I get to run things. I am the writer of my script.
Ooh, I love it. I'm right there with you. I remember commuting an hour each way to work every day. I remember sitting in the kitchen and eating my boxed lunch in silence with my little headphones in, listening to music. I was always on call if my boss needed me, and it was like 10:45 at night, my phone was ringing, and that was the same for the weekends, right? Today, I have the freedom to spend my days, my evenings, and my weekends any way I'd like. I also work from home, which means I save a lot on gas now. But you know, to that point, the flexibility also gives me an extended amount of time with my dad, who's in his late 70s. I'm his primary caretaker, and there's nothing more special to me than being able to run over to my dad's house, make him some lunch, and just make sure he's good for the rest of the day. I also love having him over for dinner, something I was never home to do because I wouldn't get home till 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night sometimes. So to your point, having the flexibility, having that confidence, knowing that you are your own boss, you can write your own script, but also taking that extra time to do something other than just leisure, but also something really meaningful to you, I think is my why and what keeps me going. I love being able to spend time with my family, my friends, and having that, you know, extra couple hours a day or several hours a week even of just saying, I want to do this because this makes me happy. And I totally agree with the confidence side of the equation, talking about how you feel like you can control your own destiny because your skills, I think that's what's so important too about being an entrepreneur, Janice, is people's skills never go away. Mm-hmm. Your tools can go away. Your computer can break. Your, you know, whatever you use equipment wise to make and produce your products or services, those can go away. They deteriorate over time. But your knowledge as to how you can do that and monetize your unique and specific information and perspective will never go away. And I think once people unlock and have that light bulb moment of what that knowledge is to them, because everyone has their own, you know, specific, unique perspective, experience, know-how as it relates to a product, a service, a just general idea that they can monetize and build upon. I mean, heck, I have no idea how to sharpen a knife, but Michael does, and he's using that to generate revenue and just spend his time as wisely as possible to make the most amount of money. Sydney Holmes, same thing with her company, No Ifs PR. Like, I don't know how to do any of that stuff, but these people know how to do those things and then also kind of have that perfect work-life balance flexibility that we've been talking about.
100%. Sydney really spelled it out when it comes to why she keeps on going as an entrepreneur.
I think the thing for me is the freedom of being able to be a solopreneur. I think it's a double-edged sword, right? Like, if I'm not working, I'm not making money. But at the same time, like, when I went freelance, the reason I did it was so that I could live a fuller life, whether that was travel, whether that was pursuing comedy, whatever it was. Like, when I got married a couple years ago, I took a full month off. So I think it's definitely the freedom of being able to kind of choose the people I work with, do what I want to do, take time off if I need to take time off. And like, yes, you are working a lot more, but the trade-off is not only do you keep all of the money, but you also have the ability to set those boundaries. It's a tough balance. But anyway, yeah, I think the freedom is the thing that keeps me going. It's very hard to give up.
And I think at the end of the day, that's why we all do what we do. From Grace Wells discovering the flexibility of working for herself, to Michael Bain going from washing knives at all hours in a kitchen to sharpening them on his own time. Or from Taylor Randall having the option to generate income with something she's passionate about, to Michael and Daniel J being able to work and enjoy life as a family, to Jordan Rose catering to an audience she loves and making money doing it, all the way to Sierra Amani May being able to make an impact and help the people within her community, and Sydney Holmes improving the quality of her personal life by taking control of her working one. I think we can all see a through line here. It's about the options. It's about the freedom. This is what entrepreneurship is all about.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Janice. What an incredible season. Oh my gosh, all of these guests we've had across the last several episodes. I've had so much fun. I've learned so much from these people. And thanks again for breaking down your why.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, I think most of us do this for more than just money. We want the ability to be our own boss. We want the ability to control our own businesses. We want to give back to the community and to other entrepreneurs. And we want to make money.
We definitely do. I love, love, love seeing my own community of solopreneurs and entrepreneurial friends building over time. I'm glad you are now part of that community as well, Janice. And I'm super, super excited to hear that your business is growing exponentially over time, I'm sure.
Well, and now we have an amazing community of listeners here on Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories. Austin, thank you for another great episode.
Thank you for a great season.
You're very welcome. And thank you all so much for listening. You can find me on social media at Yo Quiero Dinero Podcast.
And you can find me at Austin Hankwitz. You can follow Intuit QuickBooks on all social media at QuickBooks. To get the tools you need to start, run, and grow your business, head to QuickBooks.com today.
Don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts so you can stay up to date on future seasons.
And we also want to hear from you, so be sure to leave a rating and a review.
See you next time.
This podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Intuit QuickBooks. Our executive producer is Molly Socha. Our supervising producer is Nakia Swinton. And our writer is Eric Lija.
Our head of post-production is James Foster. QuickBooks Money is a standalone Intuit offering. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds in envelopes earn annual percentage yield. APY can change at any time. Money movement services provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder?
They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do, that's how you business differently.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks. Learn more at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds in envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.